I'm just coming out of that hole, so good timing. But yeah, there's I totally forgot about radio oddity. So I guess there's more options than initially I thought. Obviously not nearly as many as analog, but there's still more options than fusion, and there's still more options than D-Star, so there's that. But it's all a preference thing. It's all how much do you want to spend, and what features do you want or need. Like, typically, if you would have asked me a year ago when I was doing analog only, I would have said I need to have a detachable head with a remote mounting kit and a speaker in the head so I don't have to run that. But now the way I run my radios is I run them in an Armalock and a bag on a battery, so that doesn't matter anymore. I'm actually taking my FTM-150 out of the truck and getting rid of it. So now they're just going to be portable radios with a mag mount or maybe a permanently fixed antenna that I screw onto the radio. But I'm going to take it in and out of the truck now. I don't know why, but I like doing that, and I think it's kind of fun to operate differently, and now I'll be able to use different radios different ways. So it's all preference, but like I said, I'm starting to switch my stuff to Motorola. I've got a 4550 on the floor. I ordered another XBR 7550 this morning and 5550E this morning. So I'm a complete degenerate, but I'm getting rid of a lot of my amateur stuff and switching it to Motorola. So the programming is different, but it's not the end of the world. It took me, I don't know, 2.5 hours to program my first Motorola radio from scratch. And that was, you know, entering in tons of channels manually because there's no import, not when, at least not for your first Motorola. So it's not terrible, it's just, it's different.